Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven plays, four first downs, and now an eighth play for a touchdown. Derrick Henry pounds it home. What a start for Baltimore. Another handoff, another gashing play. Derrick Henry to midfield. He is a one-man wrecking crew for 21 yards. Jackson will keep this time. And look at the speed. Lamar Jackson is gone. Touchdown, LaMerry Christmas. 48 yards.
That was Netflix last year, Christmas Day. Ravens running all over the Houston Texans. I think the final that was 30-2 a year ago. That was a fun afternoon. They take on the Texans this Sunday, 1 o'clock, Baltimore Game Day on Central. Pregame show begins at 10 at the Horseshoe Casino. Don't expect similar one-way traffic in this game, in large part because Lamar Jackson's not playing and the defense stinks. But how long can the Ravens withstand Lamar Jackson being out of this lineup?
Look, they're in a pretty desperate plight here, as we've been documenting. I think they need him back after the bye week. If this is a situation that lingers, and look, tissue issues like this certainly can, but I just don't think that would bode very well for them. And they probably have to play the long game here, I guess, no matter what happens in this game, in terms of trying to get him turned around in time for the Rams. I don't think they could go into anyone, let alone the Bears, who I think are probably, like most of this league, a mediocre team. Like, I think Vegas is telling you what they think right now. I mean, the Texans, okay. They finally won a game. They beat the worst team in the league. Now, they shut them out, but it's a lot of field goals and stuff. Like, it wasn't
pretty.
No. Their red zone offense is still garbage. Their quarterback doesn't look good. The offensive coordinator is yet to show he's really an offensive coordinator, right? And they're being favored here, and that's a flawed team. Yes, they have a top five defense, but that's a flawed team. Would the Ravens be favored against the Bengals right now as presently constituted? Probably. Against the Browns, depending on what Gabriel looks like, maybe.
Dolphins. They play them after the bye.
Here?
No, in Miami.
I don't think they're going to be, exactly. I don't think they're going to be favored in Miami right now. Like, they're not favored at home against the Texans.
You're saying if Lamar doesn't
Yes.
play. Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's got to be back for the Chicago game, or the whole thing could be, like, we're talking about season over before Halloween. Like, we're talking, could be that bad.
Jason, you'd lose these next two games if the season's over before Halloween. At 1-5?
If you lose them without Lamar and he comes back and you beat the Bears, like, we've seen them have momentum before. But the question he poses, when does he have to be back?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Sure.
If he's not back
after the bye
for the Bears, you might could close up shop.
Yeah, I'm not expecting him back before the bye at this point, and you hope after the bye week, that's 3 weeks, 4 weeks for him to get the hamstring right. You need Lamar Jackson at that point because you're going to have to dig out of a hole. I think best case scenario for the Ravens is you split these next two games, you head into the bye week 2-4, you regroup, and then you got to go on a run when the schedule lightens up some in the second half. And yeah, you need Lamar Jackson. The more you play with your backup quarterback, the more that backup is going to get exposed. And we know Cooper Rush's limitations at this point, and we know that they're going to pound the rock with Derrick Henry, but when defenses can just really peel their ears back and just run blitz and make Cooper Rush beat them, it could be a winning formula right there with how bad the Ravens defense is.
Well, the reality is they kind of need to split without, assuming he's back after the bye. Like, we don't think, and I'm speaking for you guys, but we don't think they're beating the Rams without Lamar Jackson.
No.
Like they would take,
no,
it would take the Rams to play their C minus game and the Ravens to somehow play a B plus game with their backup quarterback to win that. The Rams are really good and they get after. I was thinking about this the other day, Jason. You know, the Rams, they've sort of done in recent vintage what the Ravens do as far as drafting pass rush, but the difference is they've had success. Like, they've got dudes, that guy Verse, well, and that guy.
They've taken more. They treated their front seven like the Ravens treat their back seven.
Yeah, they're
hitting way more than the Ravens are.
But the Ravens take projects. These guys, Verse and Kitsky, is it, those guys are dudes. Like, they, Young is a dude. Like, they have rebuilt that whole defense drafting well, whereas the Ravens have drafted guys that are projects and they haven't flashed yet.
Well, and I would say, and I brought this up many times over the summer when people talk about windows and windows don't exist. No, windows exist. This iteration of this team is long in the tooth in some key spots. Their best pass rusher is long in the tooth. Their tight end, who cost them a playoff game last year, is getting to be long in the tooth. Their running back, who somehow almost went for 2,000 yards and defied the odds, they doubled down on that. He's long in the tooth. Your left tackle's not really long in the tooth, but his body's compromised, right? So there were a lot of areas where, and I bring that up because you're bringing up the Rams. Rams are the youngest team in the league.
Yeah.
Ravens are not.
No.
And the youth that the Ravens now need to flourish immediately, ASAP, which isn't fair to them, but don't blame me. Blame Sunglasses at Night. I didn't make this roster. I would have gone and gotten Clowney. They gave the money to Jair, who...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How's that working out?
He's going to play Sunday, Jason.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Might start.
So that's the situation that they're in. But no, the Rams have, despite effing them picks, the picks that they have
killed
held
it.
On to, they've done a great job. But no one talks about their roster. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in this town who have crazy big egos when you look at what's actually on their resume, when they're in the chair that they're in, and what's been accomplished and what hasn't been accomplished. It never ceases to amaze. But they know how to grease palms in the media, and they know how to suck up to people, and they know who to suck up to. So every year, like, I mean, Lombardi used to say it all the time, and he's right. They're going to get an A in the draft every year, even though if they don't do anything in free agency, everybody's going to say they had a great offseason. It's the same crap every year.
Michael Lombardi, yes.
Yeah, but they get into January, and where does he get them?
By the way, you're talking about their picks. So Fisk was a second-round pick. Young was a third-round pick. Verse, first-round pick. Puka Nacua was a fifth-round pick. They have killed it in the draft recently, the Rams. And I know we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. That's the opponent next week. But when you decide to build through the draft and you don't bring in vets, you better hit on your picks. Especially now when the Ravens are loaded with injuries and they need even more from these young guys who haven't done anything yet when the other guys were playing.
Ultimately, the window is always going to be open when you have Lamar Jackson as your quarterback, but how open it is how much you want to take advantage of it. And we go back to the quote that we played a ton since that end of season press conference. So, okay, this is an easy off season.
I don't have that much to do this year.
Next off season is going to be crazy because you look at all the free agents that the Ravens have, and you consider the guys that are going to be under contract for 2026 getting a little long in the tooth, and that's what frustrates you even more when you think back to 2023, for example, where you do have the one seed, you have the MVP quarterback, you're against a Kansas City team that looked vulnerable, you were extremely healthy and didn't get the job done, and the same can be said about last year where you were historically healthy and didn't get the job done.
Ravens on the practice field today. We'll hear from John Harbaugh and others probably in about an hour. But coming up next, we switch gears to the Orioles. And Tony Manzolino, Mike Elias had press conferences on Monday. What did John Mioli take away from those? He covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner and joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.